Yeah, from what I've been told, it's up on nationally, it could be up on 70,000 units between houses and apartments that are tied up with Bord Pleanell and different places all around the country. Personally, I've got up a housing development of 24 units that's been sitting there now 8-9 months. Full planning was granted by the council, but then there was an objection. And for 20 euros, I can object to any development in the Ghost and Bord Pleanell. So you're not trying to stop people objecting, but there has to be legitimate grounds for objecting. But if there are objections, it shouldn't take up to 8 to 9 months for it to be sorted out by Bord Pleanell. Now, whether they're understaffed or what is, I'm not sure, but it's definitely something that I'll be asking the minister to look at. We have a housing crisis, as we hear every day in the media, and yet there's a lot of contractors out there that are willing to build houses, and they've been blocked.
The problem here appears to be that once that objection goes in, whether it's a delay in assessing it or a delay in coming to a decision on it, it seems to be spending an interminable amount of time locked within this logjam within on Bord Pleanell, and that's where the real problem seems to be.
People are entitled to object. I have no problem with that. Bord Pleanell needs to be properly manned. There should be a time frame on them, that they just can't be an indefinite time. The results have to come back quicker, within, say, another 5 to 6 weeks. Planning application is 6 weeks. So it should be in Bord Pleanell. It should be at least at the maximum another 6 weeks, not 6 months to a year. That should be put in place immediately. And maybe that would stop the logjam, get the houses built that we need for the country.